We begin the current daf, Masechet Nedarim, daf Samach Gimel. We begin on the bottom of Samach Beis Mabeis, four lines up from the bottom of the Yamud. The Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah of the previous daf, and the thread of these Mishnahs of this parak regarding when a person makes a neder for a limited time, how do we interpret that? And that is, the Mishnah told us, Ad HaGeshamim, if someone takes a neder until when the rains come, or Ad Sheyu Geshamim, or until the rains will be, now although we explained in the previous Mishnah, that when you say Sheyu, it means to say until that period passes. Regarding rains, we don't say that because we don't know how long that's going to last. As a previous Mishnah made that division, you're not going to put yourself in the situation of such a big doubt. So the halach is Ad Sheterid Reviyashnia. It's only until the second rains, which is that there's three periods of rain, as we're going to see later on this daf. So regarding the second of the three rains that happen, that's the middle period. That's when we say the person's intention is for the neder to be up until, but not including, even though you said shiyu, again, because it's such a, you don't know when it's going to end. So therefore you give a definitive marker, which is the beginning of the second rains. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he argued, b'chulu, etc., which is that he said that it's actually ad sheyigia zman shel revi'ah. He holds that you're right, you don't have to wait till the end of the rains, even when you say shiyu. And again, he agrees it's the second out of the three rains, because that's somewhere in the middle. It's not the first and it's not the last. And that's what the person would generally mean when he says until the rains. But he holds it's not until the rains actually begin. He holds it's even if until the time designated when they usually come. That's their machlokes. Now, on that, Rabbi Zeir, he qualifies their machlokes. And he says, the machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, meaning, if the neder will last until the rains actually come, or if it's like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, it's going to end when it usually comes, when the time comes. And that Rabbi Zeir says, that machlokes is only da'amar ad hageshamim. Only if the person making the neder said until the rains come. That was the terminology that he used. Aval amar ad hageshem, but if he used the word until the rain comes, not in the plural geshamim, but rather geshem, then Rabbi Zeir says, even the Tanna Kamma, who generally requires the neder to last until the rains actually come down, he would agree that ad zman geshamim kama, that it means actually until the time of when the rain usually comes, and that you're not going to be usur even if the rains didn't come yet, but since the time of when the rain usually comes, then you're going to be already permitted in that neder. Now the Ran does bring down that the question that the Rishonim ask is that, why? What's the difference over here by the Tanna Kamma when you say the words ad hageshem, that there he wouldn't say that it's until the rains come down, just like he says by ad hageshamim. What is the difference between those two terminologies? So the Ran explains that the reason is that truthfully is that according to the basic construct of the halacha, that really would mean until, when you say until something will come, meaning like we said over here, since the set time, the rain doesn't have a set time, you don't know how long it's going to last for. So generally, and this is a concept we've said before, a person doesn't put himself in a situation of doubt. And that's actually why, even though you're saying the term of Achiyu Geshamim, which again, generally like by Pesach, something that lasts for a certain designated amount of time, it would mean until it's over. Here we're saying, since you don't know how long the rain is going to be, it only means up until the beginning. Now, if so, based on that, since neither do you know exactly when the rain's even going to start, forget about how when it's going to end. And that's why it's not going to last the whole rain. It's only until it begins. But the thing is, you don't even know when it's going to start either, because sometimes the rains start later when they're designated to be or not. So therefore, essentially, everybody, even the Tanna Kamma, should agree that a person doesn't put himself in a situation of doubt when he makes a neder. He rather defines it in a definitive way. And therefore, essentially, the Tanna Kamma should agree to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that even when you say whatever term it is, until the rains come, it should only be us until the time when it usually comes, which is a definitive marker. Now, therefore, that's when a person says that it should be up until the rains, where again, you don't know exactly when it's going to happen. According to the basic halacha, it should be just like how Reb Zeir is saying is that when you say ad hageshem, that everybody agrees that it's up until the time when the rain comes, that the same thing should apply by ad hageshamim. Now, but why do they argue by the case of ad hageshamim the way Reb Zeir is explaining? Is because since the person could have used the normative terminology of until the geshem comes, that's how people would normally say it. And you're right, if you said it that way, even Tanna Kamma would agree, it's up until when the time usually comes, because that's a more definitive marker. But they said ad hageshamim, So therefore, the Rabban hold, why are you adding on? Why are you making it into plural, a different terminology than is usually done? Because you're coming to add on to your neder. How so? Where, although generally your neder is only up until a definitive marker, which is determined usually comes, not a doubtful when it's going to come. It might come later than usual. On that, since you're adding on to your terminology, by saying on the gshamim, that's always going to be more than what usually is, which is until the rain actually comes. Whereas the Rishon Gamliel holds that no, even when you use the same the terminology of gshamim, he holds it's still going to be the same halacha because he doesn't differentiate between geshem and gshamim. But that's what Reb Zeir is explaining, that truthfully is Tanakam agrees to the basic precept of Rishon Gamliel, because that's why they both agree that it's not going to be until the rain ends, because you don't know when it's going to end. So it's only up until when it begins. But even beginning, you don't know when it's going to be. So you're right. When you use the regular terminology of geshem, so Tanakam would agree. But since you use the different terminology, adding on of geshamim, that's what Reb Zeir explains, and that's why the Tanakam argues and says that it's not until when it usually comes the time, but it's even going to be usher until when it actually comes. That's Reb Zeir's interpretation of the machlekes in our Mishnah. Now that the Gemara asks, Meisvei, the Gemara asks on Reb Zeir from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Ezuhi zman shel revi'a. What are the times, as we alluded to this before, which we said that in our Mishnah, the ned is going to be up until the middle of the three rains. What are the times of the rains that usually comes in Eretz Yisrael regarding the beginning of the winter season? So the Braisa says, Habachira, which means the first rains, come begimel, they come on the third of Marcheshvan, the beginning of the winter. Beninis, the second rains, come beshiva on the seventh of Marcheshvan. And Afela, the last rains, come by Esther Mishlesha on the 23rd, or like some have the gears of the 17th of Marcheshvan Divrei Meir. That's the opinion of Meir. That's when the three rains come. Rabbi Yehudah, he argues, he says, it's later. It's B'Shiva, it starts on the 7th of Marcheshvan. The second one is B'Shiva on the 17th. And then the third one is B'Esther Mishlesha on the 23rd. And Rabbi Yehudah, my third opinion, he says, it all starts later. It's B'Shiva, so the first one's on the 17th of Marcheshvan. The second one is B'Esther Mishlesha on the 23rd. And Uba Chedesh Kislev, the third one is on Rish Chedesh Kislev. And Vachein Ha Yerbi Yisi Eimer, so Terbi Yisi would say, who's the last opinion we just mentioned, that Ein HaYechidim, the individuals, which are referenced to the Talmudic scholars, who they're the first ones to fast when there's a drought, when there's not rain coming down, they're not Mis'ana, they don't fast, and to daven on the rains, as the Mishnah says in Masechtas Tainas Tav Yudim and Aleph, that the Yechidim, the individuals, the righteous, the Talmud HaChacham, they're the first ones to fast. They don't start their fast at Shegi Rish Chedesh Kislev until it's the Rish Chedesh of Kislev and rain didn't come down yet. Then they're the first ones to start, and then you start the whole series of different fasts, which Masechtas Tainas talks about. So that's the Braisa. Now, Vamina Allah, we said regarding this Machlekes in Masechtas Tainas that Bishleim Revi Rishayna, we understand what's the concept of understanding what's the period of the when the first rain comes is Lishal. Is to start asking in Shemayna Esrei, B'Sein Talamat Lavracha, in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, of Birchas Hashanah. So we have to know when's the first time, when the rain should come, when the first rains come, so we can start asking and requesting rain. Shlishis Lisanis. We also know the significance of knowing when the third period of rain is, to know that if the rain doesn't come down in that period, so it's to begin fasting for the Yechidim. Elashni Lamai. But what's the halachic significance of knowing when the second rains come? It has seemingly no halachic relevance. We should know when the first one and the last one. On that, Va'am Reb Zeira, and that Reb Zeira, who we're discussing now, he's the one that says, it's l'neider. Meaning, someone takes a neder, as we said in our Mishnah, until the rains come. So then he's forbidden until the second rains. Because generally, when the person says, I'm going to make a neder until the rains come, he means the middle one, not the earliest one, not the last one, which is the middle rains. So that's the significance of knowing the second period of the rains. Now, Varmin Allah, we said regarding this halacha, Keman Ozlo HaDetanya, which Tana is being referenced in this following Braisa? Meaning from these three opinions mentioned in the Braisa we just quoted. And that is, the following Braisa says, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, he says, Kishamim sheyardu shiva yam zechazeh, he said, the rains that are continuous for 7 days straight, at the Maina behen revir rishayna vishnia, that although it's one continuous rain, but it could be considered as it's the first rains, and since it reached all the way for 7 days later, as if the second rains came down also. On that, the question was, Kaman, who is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel referencing that could hold that it's the first and the second rains? That is Rabbi Yosi. That's like Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Yosi's opinion, as we just mentioned before, he said that the first one's on the 17th, and the second one's on the 23rd, and if you count 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, If it rains for 7 days straight, you would have gotten the first revia and the second revia. Now, whereas according to Reb Meir, you don't have 7 days between the first and the second. And according to Reb Yehuda, you have more than that. So what's Reb Shimon Gamliel's halacha? What's he trying to say? So we're saying we understand he's referencing Reb Yosi, who said that you could have 7 days between the first and the second. If it rains for 7 days straight, it'll be considered as if we had the first rains and the second rains. So on that, Reb Shimon Gamliel was going according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, meaning who explained that to Reb Yosi. He says, according to my opinion, he says, it doesn't make a difference by someone who makes a neder whether the rains come down or not, because as he's quoted in our Mishnah, the significance is when it reaches the time of the second rains. As again, as Reb Zeir is explaining the halachic significance of a neder, it's for the second revia. But the question is, what about it? Shimon Gamliel holds, it's when the time comes. So it wouldn't make a difference if it rained in the second rain or not, whether it was a continuation of the first rains. Once it reaches that date, so it's already the neder is over. But the significance, what Reb Shimon Gamliel was saying in this brayse, he was saying, but according to you, that is, although you argue, I mean, our Mishnah, and you hold that that the neder goes up until when the rain actually comes, and that is what he was saying, agree to me, which we explained, that's Reb Yosi, that although the beginning of this rains actually started in the first rains, there's three rains, but it didn't stop, even so, he says that you should admit to me that since it continued raining up until the time of the second rains, that you should give it the halachic status as if it was the rains of the second period. And hence, even though you hold that for the neder to be over, it has to rain in the second period, but that should be considered as if it rained in the second period. Which again, we explained, that's only according to Reb Yosi, who that's a period of 7 days that he was referencing to. But he was saying, at least according to your opinion, at least agree to me that it's considered the second rains, even though it was a continuation of the first rains. Now, the Gemara's assumption now in its question on Reb Zeira is that the case that we're discussing over here, Reb Shimon Gamliel is referencing, that he's saying that regarding the halacha of a neder that a person took up until the rains came, that according to you that you hold the rains have to come, but it should be considered like it came because it continued into the second rain period. The Rambam explains that the Gemara's assumption is that it's how a person usually makes a neder, which is to use the term adai geshem. Now that's the Gemara's question on Reb Zeira, that he said that if the person who made the neder said the term until the geshem comes, that everybody agrees, even the Tanakhama, meaning even Reb Yosi, whoever Reb Shimon Gamliel is referencing to, the Chacham that argued in him and our Mishnah would agree that it's only us up until the time of when the second rains come. So now what is Reb Shimon Gamliel telling the Chacham? You should at least agree to me in such a situation. And what's he referencing regarding the rains coming down, even if rains don't come down? Since the person made a neder until when the geshem comes, until when the rain comes, and the time period of the second rains has come, according to everybody, according to Reb Zeira, the neder is already concluded. So why does he have to say that, yes, even though the rain is a continuation, but it's still the rain coming down in the time period of the second one, according to Reb Zeira, that has no significance, even according to the Chacham, because he said, Adah Geshem. And that the Gemara answers, Ha'udamah, Adah Geshamim. That the truth is that this Bryce is talking about, that you're right, had the person said Adah Geshem, then everybody would agree it's only going to be Aser until the time period of the second rains, whether it rains or not. But here the Bryce is talking about that when the person said Adah Geshamim, where again, that is the case that the Chacham argue in Reb Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah the way Reb Zeira explained. And that's why Reb Shimon Gamliel is coming to say that even according to you that holds it has to actually rain, it's raining in that time period, albeit that it's been contiguous from the first Revia, from the Revia Rishayna. And therefore, again, there's no difficulty on Reb Zeira's interpretation from this brisa. Nothing more continues in the next Mishnah, again, continuing on the theme of this parak regarding making a nether for a limited time and how we define that. So the Mishnah tells us, Kainami yayin she'eni toyim l'shana. The person says, I'm making a nether, that I'm not going to taste wine for this year, which there are those who bring down that the gear says, Hashan, as we've quoted this on a previous daf. But basically it means to say, a person said, I'm taking a neder, I'm not tasting wine for the year. So nisabra hashana, so if it becomes a leap year, which means to say that they add another month, what's called the adar sheni, to the year, then asr ba ubi ibura. Then it becomes asr to drink wine in the year, and even the added month of the year, which is 13 months. Now the Ran explains, and I've already explained this on the Avsamach Mabez, that the primary chiddush of the Tana is, that because if you took it in the middle of the year, obviously, if you took it for the year, which is till the end of the year, it would include for, let's say, the next 7 months, even if there's an Adar Sheni, because that's definitely within the framework of this year. The Chiddush is that even if you took the Neder in the beginning of the year, since he said Hashana, the year, so we don't say he means 1 year, which is generally only 12 months. Rather, we say that he's Asr in the year and in the extra month of the year, which are 13 months. As the Ram points out, that is, but that's only where you said Hashana, or if you said, let's say, Shana Zu, this year, which this year has an added month to it. But if a person would just say Shana Achas, 1 year, not this year, then that actually the leap year, the added month, would not be included. Because although the year that you're taking the neder to keep the 1 year is a year that is a leap year, because he proves this, he says, if let's say the person did not fulfill his neder this year, so he would have to fulfill it in the next year, which is a non-leap year. Now, although obviously you're not allowed to initially do that because there's a prohibition of Bal Ta'akhir, you're not allowed to delay your neder, but if he would, you obviously would fulfill it in the next year. And obviously you see that it doesn't make a difference when you make it, because as we see that if you didn't do it this year, you can do it the next year, which you know, you're only going to keep 12 months, not 13 months. So therefore, even in this year when you're going to be fulfilling the neder, if you didn't say Hashana or Shana Zu, then actually it would not include, the Hebrew would not include the extra month of the year. Now the Mishnah continues, Ad Reish Adar. Someone takes a neder that I'm not going to drink wine until the beginning of Adar. So then it's forbidden Ad Reish Adar Harishon until the beginning of the first Adar. Ad Saif Adar, if he makes neder until the end of Adar, so then it's forbidden Ad Saif Adar Harishon until the end of the first Adar. And that's the girsa that we have in our Mishnahs, and the reason being is because, seemingly, that when a person says Adar, he means Adar Rishon, that's the primary Adar. Now, the Ran actually brings that those who have the girsa, that although when it says until the beginning of Adar, it says until the beginning of Adar Rishon, when he says Ad Seif Adar, until the end of Adar, actually the girsa says Ad Seif Adar Sheni, but then he's forbidden until the end of the second Adar. Now, he explains that opinion, that girsa, is because they hold that the two Adars are actually one long month. So therefore, when you say Ad Reish, until the beginning, so you're forbidden until the beginning of Adar Rishon. When you say Ad Saif, since we consider this 60 days as one big, 59 days as one big month, so then it's going to be Asr actually until the end of the second Adar. That's the other girsa that we have in our Mishnah. Now, but one thing the Gemara says, that we see, is Stama the Adar, the Kama, when you say generally, Adar, you mean Rishon, you mean the first Adar, and that's why when you say Ad Reish Adar, that the neder should be, it means until Adar Rishon. Now the Ram points out that according to the girsa that we have in our Mishnah, it definitely makes sense, because whether the person says Ad Reish until the beginning, or whether he says Ad Saif, it means regarding Adar Rishon. So when you just said the word Adar, we know it means Adar Rishon. But he says, even according to the other girsa, what the Gemara means to say is that since the Tana considers Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni as one big month, so obviously when you're counting Adar, the beginning, that count begins in Adar Rishon. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is concluding and saying that obviously that when you say Stam Adar, you mean Adar Rishon. Now, on that, because although obviously that includes Adar Sheni, but meaning that's within the framework of the month of Adar, which is Adar Rishon. Now, that the Gemara says, Le Masnit Rabbi Yehudi, let's say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The time like learn the Brice, it's actually Machloikis, which is the primary Adar. And when you say Adar, what do you mean? I mean, in other words, is it, like according to the second gear, so that it's one long month, that's only like a Behuda, but there's another pin that holds that the others are two different others. So therefore, the Brisa says as follows. Adar Harishon, case of Adar Harishon. When you're writing on a document, and you want a reference to the first Adar, let's say it's a leap year, so you write Adar Harishon, right, the first Adar. Adar Sheni, if you're referencing the second Adar, actually case of Adar Stam, you just write Adar. That's the Rebbe Meir. We're obviously according to Rebbe Meir, the primary is Adar Sheni, not Adar Rishon. And moreover, as we're going to see that according to Rebbe Meir, that he actually considers it as two different Adars, which that's significant according to the second Girsa. Rebbe Yehuda, I mean, he says, no, Adar HaRishon, when you're referencing the first Adar, Kaisa Stam, let's say in Adar Rishon, you're writing a document, you just write the 13th of Adar. Adar Sheni, then Kaisa Tinyan. But if you're referencing to, you're writing a document in the second Adar, then you write Adar Sheni. So again, so therefore, what the Gemara is trying to prove, that our Mishnah is like a Behuda, where when you say Adar Rishon, when you're in the first Adar, you just write Adar Plain, which is like the halacha of our Mishnah, that when you're taking it until Adar, it means until Adar Rishon. Now the Ran explains that you're right, according to Rabbi Huda, that when you're in, let's say, the 10th of Adar Sheni, if you want to, you can count for Adar Rishon. It's just that and this is significant according to the second gear, it's just that if you want to count for the Adar Sheni, then you would write Adar Sheni. Again, because we're saying according to Rabbi Yehuda, we view it as one long month. So you could just count it in the Adar Rishon. But if you want to write Adar Sheni, then you would point out Adar Sheni. But according to Rabbi Meir, you can't say he's like our Mishnah. Because, let's say, according to the first gear, so obviously, because he considers the Adar Stam Adar Sheni. But moreover, even according to the second Girsa, since he says that Stam Adar is Adar Sheni and not Adar Rishon, obviously that he considers them as two separate months, which is not like the, even like the second Girsa, where although Adar Sheni is the Ad Seif Adar means Ad Seif Adar Sheni, but the way the Ran explained that opinion is because it's considered one long month, from the fact that when he says that Adar Stam is Adar Sheni, not Adar Rishon, obviously it's because he considers them as two separate entities. And moreover, that the primacy is given to Adar Sheni, and that's not like our Mishnah, where according to the second gear, so we view the others as one long month. So be that as it may, the Gemara wants to say that the town of a Mishnah seemingly is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Reb Meir. That on Abaye says, no, afilatim Reb Meir. You could say the town of a Mishnah is like Reb Meir. How so? If we're saying, let's say for sure, when you say Ad Roish Adar, you're saying until the beginning of Adar means Adar Rishain, but if you said Adar Stam, according to Reb Meir, the primacy he gives is to Adar Sheni. You should be also, let's say, until the beginning of Adar Sheni, not Adar Rishon. So that Abaye explains that Noha, the Braisa of the opinion of Reb Meir that was giving primacy to Adar Sheni, was the Yadu de Ba'abrashata. When you know that it's a leap year, then when you say Stam Adar, you mean Adar Sheni. Ha, our Mishnah that said that when you say until Rish Adar, it means till the beginning of Adar Rishon, was the Lo Yada, that he doesn't know that it's a leap year. And therefore, as we continue on to Medbeis, Vatanya, this is actually seemingly what we learned in the Braisa that makes this differentiation. The Braisa says, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. If someone takes a neder until the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar, so then that's Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishon. The neder is going to be until the Rosh Chodesh of the first Adar. But in Hoysa Shanamu Baris, and if it's a leap year, then Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, then the neder is going to take him until the beginning of Rosh Chodesh of the second Adar. Now, the question is, that means to say what? And that the first case was talking about that it wasn't a leap year? How can you say that? But the Tana said that your neder is going to take you until Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishon, which obviously sounds like that there's an Adar Sheni. Now, what? So how do you understand the contradiction of these two cases? They're both talking about that it's a leap year. And if that's the case, so which one is it? Is it Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishon or Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni? Rather, what we have to say is that they're actually both talking about a Shana Mubaris. But Shema Minah, the understanding is, Ha Debshitele Dema Abershata. One case was talking about that he knew there was a leap year, and Ha Deliyada, one was talking about that he didn't know that it was a leap year. In other words, the first case is talking about that he didn't know that it was a leap year. Therefore, when he says until Rosh Chodesh Adar, then it's going to be until Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, because he didn't know that it's going to be a Adar Sheni. So if you didn't know, of course, when you said a Rosh Chodesh Adar, you meant Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. And that's how Abai is explaining that Reb Meir would hold is that our Mishnah is like Reb Meir. We even Reb Meir would agree that it's going to be Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Now, but the say for the second case that said that if it was a Shana Mu'baris, what does that mean if it was? Even the Rashi was talking about that it was a Shana Mu'baris. It means to say that if he knew it when he was taking the neder that it's a Shana Mu'baris, that's a leap year, then when he says Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, then it means until Adar Sheni, which was exactly what Reb Meir said in the Braisa. So it doesn't contradict. Reb Meir could hold that Stama Adar is Adar Sheni in the Braisa, but he could hold like the halacha of our Mishnah that Stam Adar would be Adar Rishon, because that is talking about that he didn't know that there was an Adar Sheni, that it was a leap year. Now, however, the Ram points out that according to the second Girsa that we brought, not like the Girsa in our Mishnah, that when the person says Ad Seif Adar means until Seif Adar Sheni, he says he doesn't understand how to resolve that. That since we're explaining now that the Mishnah is talking about that the person doesn't know that there's an Adar Sheni, didn't know that it's a Shana Mu'baris, so why would the Tana say that when you say Ad Seif Adar, it would mean Ad Seif Adar Sheni, if obviously your intention was not until Seif Adar Sheni, rather Ad Seif Adar Rishon, because you didn't know that there even is an Adar Sheni. But Al Kapanim, regarding the first Girsa, the Girsa that we have in our Mishnah is obviously that we resolve that what is, even if you hold when you know there's a leap year, which we said is a Machlekes, regarding what is the Stam Adar, but that doesn't contradict regarding our Mishnah that we could say is that the person didn't know that it was a Shana Mu'baris, and therefore according to everybody, till Rosh Chodesh Adar, or till the end of Rosh Chodesh Adar would mean Adar Rishon. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme about when a person makes a neder for a designated time. Now our Mishnah takes it to a different level and says that not always is what a person says literal. And although we say it's a kalashim and the adam, we also have to understand what is really the person's intention when he's making that net. So the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Koinim yayin she'eni tayim achi hea pesach. If someone takes a neder, that I'm not going to taste wine until that it's Pesach. Now the Rishonim point out, there's a discussion if this is arguing on the previous Mishnah, where we actually brought the same exact case of not drinking wine at Shehei HaPesach, which Shehei, when it's a something that's a specific amount of time like Pesach, if that's going to be until the end of Pesach. We're here, Rabbi Yehuda obviously argues in that halacha, so there is a discussion if he's arguing on that or not. But be that as it may, he says, Lo niskaven ze ela ad lil Pesach. So he says, even if the person said something, which generally would mean that you're forbidden until the end, here when he's saying he's taking neder that he's not going to taste wine, it obviously means only until the Seder night, until the night of Pesach, which is Ad Shosh, Aderech Bnei Adam Lishtas Yain, which is the moment of time when people drink wine, which is the Seder night, where is that we evaluate what's called the Umdana, that the person obviously didn't mean to make himself Aser to drink wine on the Seder night, because even though the words that he used, when he said Ad Shehei, it would sound like that it's going to be Aser until the end of Pesach, that's not what he meant to say. He meant to say, you know, I'm done with wine. But the Seder night, of course, he's going to want to drink like everyone else does, and therefore we assume and we interpret that it was actually until the Seder night. Similarly, Amma, if a person says, Kainim basar she'eni toy machi heyatzim, it says, I'm taking a nether, I'm not going to taste meat until it's going to be the fast. So, Eina asr ila ad leileitzim, he's only going to be asr until the evening before the fast. Because, the person only took a neder to be forbidden to eat meat until the time when everybody generally eats meat, which is actually the eve before Yom Kippur, where similarly as the Gemara Chulin says that people would be buying meat in the Galil and every Yom Kippurim, and there were certain halachic references of that. Now, this is even a bigger chiddush in the first case, because here, you actually don't even extend where there at least you get until Pesach, which is the Seder night. Here, you're not even the usher in your net of meat, even until the fast itself, because when we're saying Leili Hatzayim, it doesn't mean literally until the night of the fast, because we're talking about that you eat meat on the evening before the fast, which is considered on every Mikipurim, where there's a mitzvah to eat, and then there's a Sudasam of Sekis. So that's what we're saying, that you actually are your net is only until the feast that's before the fast. And although you said until the fast, it doesn't really mean that, because that's what we understand what you meant to say. Rabbi Yosi ben Noya, and Rabbi Yosi, his son, said, and as Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, says, Kainim shum shani taim. Let's say someone says that I'm taking a ned, I'm not going to eat garlic. Achtei Shabbos until Shabbos. So, ena asa ela ad leil Shabbos. So, he's only going to be asa until Friday evening. Shalei neskaven se ela ad shosh aderech b'nei adam lecha b'shum. Because the person, even though you can mean until Shabbos, would mean Shabbos day, let's say, it's obviously that he meant until Friday night, because he meant to say until when everyone else eats garlic, which on Friday night, which as the Gemara brings in Masechtas Baba Kama, was at the Tekana from Ezra, because that increases for regarding the mitzvah of Friday night, so that's the obligation of eating garlic, so therefore that's what he meant to say, he meant only until the time when everyone else is going to be eating garlic. Now, the Mishnah continues on this theme, not so much what we're speaking about, the theme of this parak regarding designated times, what you meant, and then specifically regarding your intention with that over here, but related regarding a person's kavana, what did he mean when he said something? If someone tells his friend, I'm taking a nether, that I'm not going to go ahead and have anah from you, if you don't come and take for your son, I want you to take for your son. Your son doesn't have. Now, if you don't go ahead and take from me, which I want to give you a gift, then I'm not going to have any more pleasure from you. And I'm not going to come to you. So unless you take it for your son, one kor, which is a certain measurement of wheat, two barrels of wine. Now, on that, the halacha is, this person could nullify his neder that he took against this person, saying, I'm not going to have enough from you if you don't come and take some stuff for your son from me, even without a sage. And he could tell him, look, meaning the other person, the mudr, could tell the madr, thus nullifying the neder of the madr. Look, why did you take this neder? Forbidding you to have enough from me. Meaning this is the person that was going to be the mudr, the subject of the neder. It was for my honor, because you want me to be honorable by having my son have food. Zehu kvaidi, the guy can tell him, look, this is my honor. My honor is that I don't take gifts from people. Now, since this is what's called an oimid mechiach, meaning an obvious assessment, meaning it's obvious from the context that the person really didn't want to make a neder forbidding himself to go ahead and have enough from that person. He just wanted to do, similarly as we learned this whole sugya on Daf Chav Dalet regarding Nidri's reason, he wanted to just get the person to do something, so therefore even when he doesn't do it, and he says, look, don't worry, you know, it's okay, that's my honor that I don't take from you, so then that's going to be permitted. So too, let's say someone tells his friend, I'm taking a neder that you're forbidden to have enough from me. It may not, meaning because now it's the other way around. It may not, if you don't come and give to my son, meaning my son doesn't have anything. This amount of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. Shremeir says that he's taka forbidden until he gives his son. And if he doesn't give his son, that person is no more permitted to give that other person hana. Now, the Ran's opinion is that actually Remeir argues on the first case too, where not only like this case until he gives him, but in the other case until he takes, and he brings that, that's how it's brought into Yerushalmi. And again, he alludes to the fact that we were elaborated and elucidated this sugya with these cases of the Mishnah regarding Nidra's reason on Daf Chav Dalet Om and Aleph. Now, so Remeir holds that, you're right, you have to actually fulfill it. But Vachachamim, they say that, no, Avzei Yoch Lahafres Nidra Shlo Pichachim, this is the same case as the first one, that you can nullify it even without a sage, V'yemelai, because here the other way around, it's that the mother could tell the mudder, look, you know I was pressuring you and saying you should give a gift to my son, and if not, then I'm not going to give you anything. But harei ani kila niskabalti, I'm considering it as if I already received, even though you didn't give it to me, as if you gave it to me the gift that I needed for my son. And therefore, that will be a fulfillment of the neder, and therefore there won't be any iser of the neder of giving the other person hana. Again, it's the same concept where it wasn't a real neder. It was just to try to motivate somebody to do something, and if not, we understand from the person's kavana that it wasn't a full-fledged neder. So too, how you misarv by losses basachais. If someone's trying to pressure somebody to marry his sister's daughter, his niece, but specifically it's his sister's daughter, because that's actually a mitzvah, as the Gemara brings himself to Zivamatav Samach Bezim Abeis, where if someone marries his sister's daughter, at least in Talmudic times, that the pasuk says that he's going to call out and Hashem is going to answer him. So he was trying to pressure him to marry his niece. The Amar, and he says, no, I'm taking a neder, she can never have pleasure for me forever. So obviously she can't be his wife. And the chain, so too the same case would apply, Hamagarshis Ishtar, someone's divorcing his wife. Omer, he says, I'm taking a neder that my wife can never have pleasure for me forever. So actually the Mishnah says, and this is where the context of the Umdinu comes in, evaluating what he meant to say, Hare Elu Mutaris Lahanaslai. These two women are permitted to have pleasure from him. Shalai Niskaven Zeh Elu Shem Ishas, because the whole purpose that the person was, when he made an Eder, was regarding intimacy, meaning regarding a marital relation, that's what he's saying, that the woman, regarding his niece, or regarding this woman that he's divorcing, oh, they're not going to have enough from me. He meant to say in a marriage type of a way. But regular hana, of course, that's not what he meant to say, and therefore it would be permitted. So too, let's say he was trying to pressure somebody to eat by him. So Amar, so then the person who was being pressured to be the guest, said, look, don't pressure me. I'm taking a neder, I'm not entering your house. Or that I'm not going to taste even a drop of water from you. Now, he's allowed to come into his house. He's allowed to drink some cold water from him. Again, we understand the umdana, the evaluation, the context of the conversation, that the person only meant to say, I'm not coming to eat a meal by you, to eat and to drink, but not that he's really going to be us for coming into his house and from tasting a little cold drop of cold water. That's not what he meant to say, and therefore that's the concept that we're talking about of a person's kavana regarding how we evaluate what he meant when he took the neder, and that's the only thing he would be us for. Hanulach Koinim Yain, we shall return to the 8th Perek Masechet Nedarim, Perek Koinim Yain.